The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The mass choir of the fans of Real Madrid singing their anthem. They face Borussia Dortmund on Saturday. And the reason we're playing that is because we want to recall the very infancy of Real Madrid and an Irishman who is at the heart of it. I'm joined now by Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Who was Arthur Johnson?
So he was born in Dublin in 1879 when obviously Ireland was still a part of the British Empire, so he, by all accounts, identified as English, but we're going to claim him for the sakes of this piece. He enjoyed a prolific amateur football career. He played as a forward, centre-half and goalkeeper, so kind of a diverse range of positions there. But he moved to Spain in search of a job in 1902, joined an engineering firm in Madrid, where, incidentally, he helped to build the city's first sewer system. But he also played for what was then Madrid FC, joining them in 1902.
That was the very year they were founded, and he played for them in that year.
Yeah, it's probably a better one to have than working as part of the team that made the first sewer, right? But he joined them. They were still known as Madrid FC. They were still in their infancy, and he saw the way that the Spanish were playing football, which was kind of a bit more stripped back, people changing positions constantly, not much shape. So he published this manifesto, really, of the four principles of football, which nowadays seem very basic. He talked about what he called combination play, which is essentially passing, so making sure that two players can interchange possession of the ball between them. He also noted that picking a boss would help with the on-field decisions and prevent excessive talking and discussion.
In other words, a captain.
Basically, yeah, he invented captaincy in Spanish football. He also said players should stick to their positions, don't go all over the pitch, because you'll learn more about what your teammates are doing if you all just stay in your roles. So basically position play. He also brought, this was very interesting, he brought in the idea of getting the ball back into play as soon as possible because he wanted to avoid what he called smoking and idle chat.
Smoking and idle chat. So the ball goes out
for a throw-in. Yeah.
And someone, the lads have a drag on the fan.
Yeah, so just 5 minutes there. So he wanted to get the ball back in as soon as possible. And yeah, we're probably the better for it.
OK, so he did become the proper captain of the team, did he?
He did. He became club captain the year it was founded and scored Madrid's first ever goal in their inaugural game against Barcelona, the first El Clásico, in what was then the Coronation Cup, now the Copa del Rey. One teammate said of him, the only one who knows what he's doing, a man who takes football very seriously, so much so that he got married on a Saturday and came to play the following morning. So he was dyed-in-the-wool football.
Now, according to legend, he was also responsible for the adoption by Madrid of the iconic all-white kit. Is that true?
Well, there's kind of some debate around this. So the one agreed-upon fact is that it's based on the Corinthians Club of London. I don't know if you've heard about them. They were one of the first clubs. They were known for their almost excessive emphasis on fair play, so they would deliberately miss penalties because they felt they were very unfair, because no one would ever deliberately foul the innocents. But another account is that the two brothers who founded Madrid, Juan and Carlos Padros, allegedly used the Corinthians. They saw them on a trip to England at one point, and then there's another account as late as 1926 where Madrid players Felix Quesada and Perico Escobal saw the Corinthians play and said, we have to bring this back. But we're going to go with the Arthur Johnson saw it and wanted to bring it to Madrid.
How long did he stay with Madrid?
That's kind of complicated. So there's no record of him between 1905 and 1910 playing for Madrid, even though his honours are listed as having won a couple of the regional competitions, the Campeonato Regio Centro, with Madrid. But there's no record of him being there. But he did come back to Madrid in 1910 and then soon retired and became the club's manager. In 1912, Madrid moved to, interestingly enough, the Campo de O'Donnell, named after Leopoldo O'Donnell, who was a Spanish general and prime minister who was related, or is a descendant of, the O'Donnell clan from Tyrconnell in the ancient Gaelic kingdom, which is now Donegal. So a few different Irish wrinkles to this story. But he stayed until 1920. He guided Madrid to four regional league titles, the 1917 Copa del Rey. He missed out on their royal patronage, so when they become Real Madrid. And he died in 1929, aged just 57, of pneumonia.
Of pneumonia in 1957. Is he remembered in Madrid?
Sort of. So it's funny, he's not as well remembered as some of the bigger names. You think of like Alfredo Di Stefano, one of the greatest players. The Santiago Bernabeu is named after one of the most famous club presidents of Madrid. Miguel Munoz, who is the longest reigning manager at Madrid, just ahead, in fact, of Arthur Johnson, is won a lot more silverware. But he's known as one of the founders. The Padros brothers take a lot of the credit. But Johnson was there. He introduced the white kit. He scored their first goal and he was their first club captain. He should be remembered more than he is.
He should be sanctified, absolutely.
Especially since he's from Dublin.
Even though he identified as an Englishman.
Yeah.
We forget about that. Cameron, thank you very much for a very interesting insight into one of the founders, really, of the great club that is Real Madrid, Arthur Johnson, born in Dublin in August of 1879.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.